This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on medical leave. And preseason football is underway, and we'll talk about that. Lots of games to talk about, especially the Baltimore Ravens. Ed, what was that, Wednesday? Went up to Philly. Yes. Saw the Orioles win. As I told Philly fans, the one-game series, we won it. We won the one-game series.
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Went to live and went into DeLisandro's and got a cheesesteak and hit it on back home. It was a good day. It was a good day. Yesterday, not so much, but it was a good day. I went for a long run and rewarded myself with something that I normally don't eat because of my diet. Went and ate a Big Mac. And didn't agree with me. It hadn't agreed with me now for over for almost 12 hours. What time is it? Yeah, 12 hours. Hadn't agreed with me. So I may have to run every now and then. Excuse me. You just carry it while I'm gone.
I'll be all right.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
So are we sure it was the Big Mac?
Yeah, I'm sure.
It wasn't the cheesesteaks. Wasn't any bourbon you may have had.
No, actually, you know what? You know what's funny about that?
Yeah.
I didn't even eat the whole cheesesteak. I didn't. I couldn't. I think I ate a quarter of it. Because it split it in half and shared it, but I ate half of the half that I had. And that was it.
Really?
Yeah. Couldn't eat it all. Could not. So, no, I don't think it was that at all. DeLisandro wouldn't do me that way.
Just checking.
I'm glad you checked. But it was a good time being able to get away for a little bit.
Get yelled at?
Did I get yelled at?
Yeah.
By Phillies fans, yeah, I did.
Nobody yelled at you from the yards or anything?
No.
No?
The yards.
Backyards?
Oh,
just asking.
You know, it's funny because I showed everyone like that was a part of the tourist spot. I said that right there is where I got caught peeing. I got caught. No, nobody. Oh, that was funny. It's only funny because we survived.
Yeah. Right.
I was telling you earlier, I mean, I kind of feel for Mike McDonald out there in Seattle, man. He's got Drew Locke and a rookie quarterback. And not all rookies come in. Drew Locke is not good. And not all rookies can come in their rookie year and be effective. You know, everybody's not Joe Burrow. You know, even Lamar Jackson had his, if he was fortunate, he was so athletic and get things done. Pat Mahomes didn't start his rookie year. You know, you go out there, you have one situation, and you look up and it's something completely different. I wonder if he has his guy at quarterback out there. I want him to succeed.
I'd like to see him succeed, too. I still think the Rams win that division this year.
Rams are good.
Yeah, they are. I really think they're going to take that division.
But they have a quarterback situation with Matthew Stafford in his back.
So, yeah.
They say he's going to practice Monday, however, which that doesn't mean a whole lot until he practices Monday.
Yeah, you just hate hearing, you know, whenever your quarterback is hurt, you're like, ugh. It was the, you know, Just the conversation we're having. The problem the Colts have. The problem the Browns have.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have a quarterback. You know, that you're confident in, and there aren't that many. Like I said, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson's. You know, Josh Allen's. They're not out there. Not big numbers. And by the way, Peyton Manning threw 28 picks his
rookie year.
Rookie year.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot. It's tough. Didn't they go 3-13 that year too? I think
they did.
The Bengals weren't joking. Joe Burrow threw 10 passes last night. He went 9 of 10, two touchdowns.
He missed his first one.
Yeah. They weren't kidding around.
Nope. I still don't know about that.
Me either. I didn't know Desmond Ridder was there as the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's he was probably, wasn't he supposed to be the quarterback of the future for the Atlanta Falcons three years ago?
Yeah, he was, yes. Yeah.
And now he's backing up. It's, you know, it's not a bad gig. Backup quarterback of the National Football League is not a bad gig.
Hold a clipboard, wear a baseball cap, don't get hurt.
Make a cup of milk.
Yeah, every year.
Every year. That's Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
He had a couple of shots to be the starter, but he's a backup for the most part. And, Tyrod is...
He's still doing. Is he back up with the Jets now?
He's going to be all right for life.
Yeah.
Financially.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
He does well. He does well with his money, too. He's not one of those guys. He's done well. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this fantastic feel-good Friday. Hall of Fame luncheon a little bit later today. I get to MC that. Adam Jones will join us as he gets inducted tomorrow in the Orioles Hall of Fame. He'll join us on the show today at 8:30. So can't wait for that. Also, we have a couple of wrestlers in studio. AJ Francis
coming in
studio.
Oh, good. That's fine.
Yeah. That's why I told Joe we might want to keep a segment free after them because wrestlers in studio can be interesting.
Wrestlers make great guests.
Don't they?
Yeah.
They have so many other interests.
Well, they're just, you know.
And MMA people.
They're entertainers.
Yeah.
So, they just don't sit here and give you one-word answers. They're actually fun to hang out with.
One of the things you have to learn in wrestling is if you want to be successful, mic skills.
It's part of the training.
Yeah.
I told you, Jack, he went to MCW, and part of the training there was mic skills. They videotaped them and stuff like that.
Because if you can't talk on the mic, nobody wants you.
No.
Unless you're Brock Lesnar.
Yes.
And you haven't huge before.
Yeah, and you haven't fully evolved, so they forgive you. That guy.
Have you seen him lately?
Yeah.
Because he's back now.
I saw
him. Did we watch that together in here?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. He's even bigger.
He's... You told me the genetic lottery. Like you could spend all your life in the gym, eat whatever you want, inject whatever. You're not gonna look like that.
Who's the guy?
Just a freak.
The actor. He played. Is it Manoa?
Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. So yesterday, I forget where I was, but they played for some reason. Baywatch was on. Baywatch Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Momoa looked to be a little bit bigger than Joe on that show.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he. Huh? Yeah. He did not hit the genetic lottery.
Well.
He was built in a lab, all right? He did not. He looked a little bit bigger than Joe on that show. Look it up. I'm like, is that Jason Momoa? And the person was like, yeah, that is. I didn't know his name at the time. But, like, wow. And nobody could believe he was that small.
You don't. Every woman in the country knows his name.
I can't remember it. I'm like, geez. Yeah, he looked at me. He was probably a little bit bigger than Joe on that show. So a genetic lottery, he's built in a lab. That's fine. That's fine, but it just gave you a different perspective on him. He's a small dude. He worked out. You can tell he worked out. He wasn't skinny. He was a little chiseled, but he wasn't that big. Not at all.
Yeah. You look at him from Aquaman. He was a monster.
Yeah. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Commissions Baltimore at 7:15. It'll be a very interesting one. Don't go anywhere for that. But on the other side, Baltimore Ravens hosting the Indianapolis Colts preseason game number one. Lots of excitement. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Baltimore Ravens last night kicked off the preseason against the Indianapolis Colts, and just like they do. What are the Ravens doing the preseason? They
usually win.
They win.
Usually win.
24-16. And first of all, Devin Leary, no. No. And we'll end it there.
Yeah.
No. But Keaton Mitchell.
Keaton Mitchell looked unbelievable. I mean, it's funny. You were in Philly yesterday.
Cordell. It was Philly Wednesday.
Right, Wednesday. With Cordell, we told who we were looking at yesterday. You know, because trying to drum up interest about the game, his preseason game. Who are you looking at? I said Mike Green and Keaton Mitchell. And I think both of them look good. Mitchell in particular looked really good. And Green.
I thought Rasheen Ali looked pretty good too, though.
He did.
Yeah, I thought he looked good. 19-yard run. Averaged just over 4 yards a catch. LeJonte Wester had a good day.
That was exciting. 87-yard punt return.
He also had two catches for 41 yards.
Yeah.
He just had a good day all around.
Yeah, he did.
30-yard catch. Targeted three times. That kid, I like him.
Yeah.
I like him a lot.
It's fun, 'cause
six-round draft pick.
I was saying, I was watching the game with my buddy, and I was like, we haven't had this since Jacoby Jones. I know it was a kick, punt return, not a kick return, but I'm like, it's exciting when you have real guys that's their specialty.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fun.
Yeah. Also, Rasheen Ali didn't get a touchdown.
Right.
He returned 169 yards.
That guy ran him. That was surprised me that guy got him on an angle.
It did?
Yeah.
It was a wide angle.
Yeah. That guy was fast. I don't know who the hell that was, but.
Yeah, but Wester had, 34 yards, almost 35 yards of return. So he had the 87-yarder, but he had a long one other than that. So he shows some wiggle.
Yeah, that's why he's here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tyler Loop, 1-for-2. He did hit a 52-yarder, was 3-for-3 in his extra points. What do you think about him? Are you not worried anymore?
No, I'm not worried. You know, he's still replacing Justin Tucker. So, I mean, he's not him that I see, but it's, you know, I'm so used to Tucker hitting him, you know, straight down the middle. I mean, nothing, it doesn't even, you know, vary. He just splits the uprights every kick, and Loop didn't do that, but he made them. So,
well, let me say this. Loop does not have to be better than Justin Tucker historically, but he has to be better than Justin Tucker last year.
Yeah.
If you're better than Justin Tucker, that, yes, we can all sit back and marvel at the career of Justin Tucker. But that's not the one we're replacing. We're replacing the guy from last year. And that guy had to go.
Yeah.
That's who. I hope Tyler Loop is not trying to chase the ghost of the Hall of Fame kicker. Just be better than the one who he had last year.
Yeah.
That's all he has to do. I think overall, defensively, you know, they look pretty good. It's pretty fast, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I think they look pretty good, especially because it was, you know, essentially the second team and they're rookies and stuff.
Right.
So I thought they looked pretty good.
I was good to see David Ajabo get to the backfield, get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I was happy to see that. They had two sacks on the night. Was it Adisa Isaac hit the other? So, I mean, I thought defensively they looked decent. And nothing really. It's hard to really evaluate too much because you have a lot of guys who won't be on the team.
Well, see, that's not the defense you're going to see. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, so it is tough to evaluate. That's not the defense that's going to be on the field against Buffalo.
Well, we did. I mean, I think David Ajabo was in that mix.
He is. And Green will, I think Green will start, who will get a lot of playing time. Ajabo is certainly going to start. But there's other guys. You know, you saw Kyle Hamilton on the sideline. You saw, you know, it was kind of. Did you see Lamar's chain? How the hell much did that cost?
Yeah.
That thing must have been a couple pounds of gold and it was diamonds in it. Jesus. And I'm like,
how much is the insurance on it?
Yeah.
Alone. The insurance probably goes with the necklaces that we buy wear.
Oh. Way more than, I can't imagine. They probably didn't even have insurance. Just buy another one. Like, I couldn't take, and then, of course, they were joking about it. I couldn't take my eyes off it.
Like a midget is hanging from his necklace.
The necklace, yes. That's exactly what that was.
Well, you can't say midget.
Right. They should have a list up here somewhere.
Things we can't say?
Yeah.
They shouldn't put that up there for us. You know why?
We'd abuse it.
Because we'd say every one of them. Oh, we can't say whatever word you want to say then. But no, it was good to see him back. You know, I'm not talking about crowd size for a preseason game, but the people that were there were loud.
They were.
And that was good.
And for all the.
I don't care about crowd sizes. I'm not talking about that for preseason.
No. But for all my. I'm not going to watch it. And I was like, it's preseason. Of course they did.
Who says that, though? Really?
I did.
You did?
Yes, sir. I don't know. I'm going to watch this. I was riveted. I don't care who's playing. If Ravens are playing, I'm not going to watch. I did.
I
was interested. I know the game meant nothing.
I have no interest in preseason football, but I do have interest in the listeners, and I know if I don't watch preseason football, I'll have nothing to talk about the day after.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. I watched my job. No, I wasn't. I would have watched it anyway.
Yeah.
I was all excited.
I can honestly say I would have.
Really? Mm-hmm. I did.
Mm-hmm. I watched it like it was, you remember when you were in college? You had to watch a movie or something?
Yeah.
And you had no interest in it, but you had to get the assignment?
Yeah.
That's what it was for me yesterday. Yeah. It was like, okay, this is the assignment. This is not entertainment. It's the assignment. And there were couple of good plays that happened and made it entertaining, and I was glad for that. But, you know, yeah. 410-583-1057 is the number. Oh, I forgot. That's who the quarterback is in Seattle. I forgot. Darnold.
Oh, Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold. Yeah. I forgot, yeah. I'm looking up at the screen now. He has Cooper Kupp, too. So, yeah, that makes it a little bit better, a lot better. I think Sam Darnold's going to be a pretty good quarterback. I don't think he's great. He's not a all-pro quarterback.
He looked good in Minnesota.
I think he's a quarterback that can win some games, though. I do. That makes me feel a lot better for Mike McDonald.
Another reason to hate the Jets. This looked terrible with them. He goes to Minnesota. He looks good.
He saw ghosts with the Jets.
That's right.
Those are the ghosts of the Jets' past.
That's right.
Sam, don't worry about
it. The ghosts of 1968.
that's what you saw. You're all right, guy. You're okay. Again, I don't think he's great, but I think he's good enough to help you win some games if you put the right people around him. He ain't going to screw it up for you. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ed, was there something that you took away from this game last night? Anything you can take away from this game that you felt good about?
I felt good watching the running game, honestly, because I thought the running backs all look good.
They got a running back problem. Good.
Too many.
Yeah.
Seriously.
They got a running back
problem. What are you going to do with Rasheen Ali?
You got a running back problem.
I mean, he looked good. I tell you what he can't do is pass block.
You can't put him on practice squad. He's going to get yanked.
Picked up, yeah. So, I mean, you have this issue now. First of all, I think the best part of the game was seeing Derrick Henry in a cut-sleeve sweatshirt because that man is not a running back. I'm looking at him going like, that's ridiculous. But that aside, you have him, you got Justice Hill, you got Keaton Mitchell, Rasheen Ali. Like, where you can put all these guys?
Do you keep Rasheen Ali on for kickoff returns?
I like them for kickoff returns.
Maybe he makes the team just as that.
Yep.
LaJonte Wester, also, those are two bright spots for me. Two guys that got my attention who did not have my attention pregame. That's how I look at preseason football. When I can walk away remembering your name and I didn't think about you before the game, you had a good game.
Yeah.
And those two, for me, Ali and Wester, are two guys I walked away thinking, man.
Well, there's a few things that like get my attention more, get me more excited than a kick return, you know, for a touchdown or a long kick return. It's like a pick six. It's like my, you know, my thing with baseball. Play at the plate to me is the most exciting thing in baseball. And that's how this was with, you know, like, it just is because it changes the fortunes of a game immediately.
I would go with that, the play at the plate, only because it happens more often than the one I would choose. The one I would choose would be a squeeze play.
Yeah.
But that doesn't happen a lot.
No.
Plays at the plate could technically happen every game.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Orioles announced changes to season ticket plans and raises prices 3%. We will talk about that at 6:45. And I'm teasing that just to let you guys know you will not avoid it. We're going to talk about that. But on the other side, after seeing Tyler Loop in game action, are you more of a believer or you still want to see more? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That's John Harbaugh talking about his rookie kicker, Mr. Loop. And Tyler Loop, I know everyone was collectively holding their breath for the first extra point that he kicked. I don't know whether you were holding your breath, cheering for him, or saying this Evan guy. But again, I just hope Ed goes into the season not trying to be Justin Tucker. Just be Tyler Loop.
Yep. I hope he does. Just put the ball through the uprights.
Yeah.
Don't think about it.
Don't listen to the fans. Just do you. Just put a mute on the noise and just, you're a kicker, dude. Don't make this thing bigger than it has to be. You know, you're not taking over for the Hall of Fame quarterback. You're a kicker. Don't make it tougher than it has to be. Just do your job. Put the ball through the uprights. Whether it goes left, right, right down the middle, no one cares. Long as you give us a 1 or 3 points, we're good.
Yeah. That's a high-pressure job, though. I know people, you know, nobody considers them football players. Although, did you see him make a tackle last night?
Yeah.
And then getting instructed on the sidelines?
They were making fun of him.
Not to do that? Yes. It's like.
They were making fun of
him. I was yelling at the TV, like, what are you doing? It's a preseason game. Like, gosh.
They were showing him how to push.
Yes, push a guy out of bounds over and over. It was hilarious. And giving him a strike. And they're laughing. The people on the bench. Like, don't do that. I appreciate the effort.
But he said, Coach, that's how we do it in Arizona.
Yeah.
That's how we do it. Like, how many years was he in college, man? He's 24.
Yeah.
Did he start school late? What was it? 24. That's pretty old for a rookie.
Usually you're 22 getting out.
Yeah. 21, 22, yeah. That's pretty old for a rookie. But 21 sometimes now because these guys stay in for 3 years and they're out.
Yeah.
But you don't expect kickers to do that. You expect them to be 4 years. But, yeah, I think he's going to be fine, man. I think there's much to do about nothing, honestly. Just do your job.
Yeah, it was fine.
Just kick the ball.
Just kick the ball.
Just kick the ball. Yeah. You've been doing it all your life.
Yep, just kick the ball.
Why are we making this such a big deal? He's replacing the guy last year that was horrible. Yes, Justin Tucker's going to the Hall of Fame. He's a Hall of Fame kicker. I tip my cap to him. He's the greatest kicker that I can remember other than the guy who
used Vinatieri.
Vinatieri, that's it. Yeah. I put two kickers up there. Yeah. Tucker and Vinatieri, that's it. Nobody else is in the conversation. I give Tucker his props. However, he's not replacing the Hall of Famer. He was replacing the guy that we wanted to replace ourselves last year.
Yeah. Who was like the 28th kicker in the league.
Yes.
His percentage was terrible.
Yeah. And this is not me dumping on Tucker. This is me just speaking reality.
No, it's what it is. It's true.
What didn't they actually have a stat last year to say Justin Tucker actually lost some games for? You know?
Yeah, the kicks he missed, they lost by 22 points. He missed 22 points of kicks.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's who Tyler Loop is replacing. And I hope he has that in mind. I think, you know, only in Baltimore will you have this much talk over a kicker. Only in the city.
Wow, because it was, again, because of who you had.
Well, before Tucker.
And you had Stover, and then you had Tucker. Like, you've had, you know, a history of great kickers. And, of course, you had Cundiff, who was not a bad kicker.
He wasn't.
The terrible miss. I mean.
And I don't put that all on him. Call timeout.
Yeah. And then there was the alleged, you know, fudging with the clock and the Belichick.
We don't want to ice out kicker. You well, know, you know, by rushing him, you just iced him.
Yeah.
We don't want to ice out kicker. He's in a hurry out there. I never understood that explanation.
No, he was. They did hurry him on the field, though.
Yeah.
Big time.
They did.
Yeah.
Isn't that worse than icing him?
Yes, to me it is. I mean, that's the equivalent. I thought about that when it's like, it's not quite the same thing. Different sport, different level. But I remember I was late for a golf tournament when I was living in New York. And I'm jogging up to the first tee, and I literally just put the ball in and went bang and went like, you know, horribly. Because I couldn't even set up over the ball.
Why did it go horribly? Because you couldn't
set up.
You couldn't do the normal routine that you do before you strike the ball.
And it's the only thing I could equate it to was I literally jogged up to the tee and just hit it.
So by rushing Billy Cundiff, he couldn't go through the normal routine of kicking a ball.
Yeah.
If you call timeout, you're not icing him. You allow him to settle down.
Yeah. And they're used to being iced anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, the opponents do that all the time. You don't want to ice your own kicker. That's the thinking. But, I mean, sometimes you have to just, you know.
I always thought I'd never really want to call timeout with the other guys kicking. You know? These guys are pros.
They're pros.
They're not getting in his head. Yeah,
absolutely.
You're giving them more time to measure up. Okay, good. Glad you called timeout. Now I can look at this thing. Okay.
Yes, right.
All right, I got it. No problem. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Versus maybe he was actually nervous coming out because the kick was so big. And now you had to give him enough time to really settle down. Mm-hmm. I think that's what would have happened. Of course, it's water under the bridge now. Ravens went on the next year to win the Super Bowl. But, you know, I never understood that explanation. I'm happy for Tyler Loop that he went 1-for-2 last night. He did have a 52-yarder, 3-for-3 on the extra points. I'm pulling for the kid, not only because he's a Raven, but also because it just seems like a cool dude. You know, I don't want him to get in his head. I don't want him to worry about the pressure, all those things.
No. No, I mean, and they're going to put him under pressure to make sure he's used to it, but.
And you guys can say what you want. The ones that criticize Harbaugh and say, well, he's just a special teams coach. Okay, he was. Well, maybe this is the time that it was good to have a guy who was a special teams coach.
Yeah.
Because he knows exactly what to say to your kicker.
Yeah.
So this is when that background comes through.
I still don't understand why people do that, but they just, you know, not everybody comes through. You can't come through the ranks as a head coach. You had to do something else. You had to be the linebackers coach at one point.
Yep.
And then maybe you were the offensive coordinator somewhere because you switched the other side of the ball. And it's what happens.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commissions Baltimore at 7:15. But on the other side, the Orioles announced changes to season ticket plans and raised prices 3%. A move that had a lot of fans up in arms. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some fans right now are calling the Baltimore Orioles tone deaf over this change to season ticket plans, raising the price 3%. Ed, what do you call it?
Tone deaf. I think it was a bad idea. You know,
timing of it?
Yeah, 100%.
Coming off a disappointing season?
Could you pick a more volatile time in the fan, you know, fan temperature? Like, do it in the off season. Do it some other time. You know, you just, to me, it's like, you've got a team that is incredible, maybe the most disappointing team in the major leagues.
In the National League, the Braves. Yeah.
The two teams that made the playoffs and just totally, you know, were terrible this year.
If they're not the most disappointing team in baseball, they are in the American League.
100%. So you have that. We just got past the trade deadline when you gutted the roster. Maybe it was necessary, but a lot of fan favorites are gone. A lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, you don't have Mullins, Laureano. I mean, I knew Mullins was gone. O'Hearn is gone. Urias is gone. I mean, just it goes on and on and on. So you have that. So people are not happy about that. The team is not playing well. There's nothing real to look forward to. The season is lost.
And you raise prices.
And then, you know, when challenged on it, you tie it to it's just the rate of inflation. Yeah, don't say that to people. The people were just fighting over eggs recently, and now you're saying that's the reason because you have to keep up with inflation. It was like sometimes when teams, we just talked about this with other, you know, major sports teams where they do things and say things. Like, I just think it was bad timing, honestly, because I've heard, you know, a lot of different shows and calls. I really haven't, because sometimes the people are torn about this, like when the Ravens redid the stadium with the luxury boxes, because a lot of people feel that was kind of elitist, where I can't afford that. So you displace people. Now you're doing that. Like, yeah, I get that too. I can't afford those. So yeah, you're right. That's for a very select portion of the Baltimore region. Again, they didn't do it after, you know, a 5-12 season.
Right.
You know, it's like they didn't do it after that. Because in history, most times, from my experience, I don't have the data in front of me, when they raise ticket prices, it's usually on the heels of a successful season after like a hiatus. Like, you have a good season, you've gone to the playoffs, you've had success.
If they would have done this after 101.
Yeah.
And people would be like, okay.
All right. Yeah, I get it.
But you doing it after.
Product on the field, and you know, you spend some money. And then not spending any money, because they really haven't spent the way people thought they were going to spend. Like, I get the anger. I really do.
Now, this is what the release says. Under the new program, fans will have guaranteed access to gate giveaways, opening day and postseason tickets, and a new ticket sellback credit. These are the things that the updated program incorporated feedback from our members and from other MLB teams, all with the goal to create new options that provide more flexibility, value, and benefits that better match the way our fans and members enjoy Orioles baseball. This is what they put out.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun. You know what's funny and ironic? Before I could read this, my phone started lighting up.
Well,
I have friends texting me, "What are they doing?" I said, "You do know that's not my pay grade. I don't
nothing to do with that.
No one consulted me about this. I wasn't on a survey. I found out actually you found out before me. I got the press release before you did, but I hadn't had a chance to read it yet. because I had some other issue, legal issues to take care of.
You weren't on the committee?
I was not on this committee. I was not. Had nothing to do with this. If I was on the committee, I would have said, you know, my contribution to the committee would have been? No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Not now.
So I have nothing to do with this. I get it. It's what we're saying is the timing of it. We know ticket prices are going to go up. We knew it.
They never go down.
Yeah, we knew it. They're going up, folks. And I guarantee you, if you all are honest with yourselves, you would tell yourselves, or be truthful and say, the timing is worse than the actual hike, the ticket price raise. The timing of it is what gets you.
Yes, it's the delivery.
It's not the money. It's the delivery and it's the timing.
Yeah.
I think that's what's hurting the Orioles right now. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ticket price is going to go up. But if they have gone up each of the last three seasons, actually. 2022, when you didn't go to the playoffs, but you had a winning record, you could have raised them. Mm-hmm. 2023, you could have raised them. 2024, you probably could have raised them. I think now is what people are scratching their heads about and saying, man, this is peculiar. Lou in Edgewood. What's up, Lou?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I'm going to bring up a point. You know, when I was growing up, you know, when I was a young man, and I used to get off of work, and me and my boys in the neighborhood would get together and say on a Tuesday night, hey, you guys want to go down to Canyon Yards to see a game? Ticket prices, and I'm not going to say ticket prices are that dramatically much higher than what they were back in the 90s, but you know how hard it was to get the fan base to be interested again in this town before the rebuild happened? I mean, do we all remember what the attendance was like before the rebuild?
Yep,
before the Adley Rushmans and before the Gunnar Hendersons? The attendance was looking pretty weak, wasn't it? I remember this.
Yeah.
Some nights looked like there was only 2,000 people in the stands. So my point that I'm making is if Major League Baseball keeps pricing themselves out, they're going to lose a whole entire generation of fan base. And it worries me because I love baseball.
Let me stop you for a second, man, because just when you were a kid, you went to games. I got news for you. Kids still do that because kids aren't going with – kids don't have 20 bucks in their pockets anymore. They have debit cards that are tied to their parents. You know what I mean? I still know teenage kids who go. Kids also have cell phones, and they have all those other things. The financial access is a lot different than it was when we were kids. So to say kids can't afford to go to ball games is not true. Kids are still going to ball games. They have student sections. They go together. That's still happening. You're arguing two different points here. The ticket price right now is a peculiar time. But to act like kids can't afford to go to baseball games now is absolutely insane. Do you see what kids spend money on now? You see how much money they spend now?
Well, kids don't actually spend money. They spend their parents'
That's
money.
My point. As I said, they have debit cards. Yeah, and are tied to the kids, you can't say, well, they can't afford to go to ball games now. When I was a kid, it cost that much money because that's all the money you had. That's not the case anymore. Yeah. And the kids
are maybe squeezing the parents, but
they can still go to ball games. Stop. You know, let's focus on the one argument.
What about the packages that have gone to 20 and 40 now?
Yes. They're one of the Orioles. I just read this, Ed. I'm glad you asked that. The Orioles were one of only four teams that didn't have the 20, 40, 81 program. Only I didn't know that. They had, 13 games?
13 and, let's go to the other one. 30, 13 and 30?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah. Now they're going to the 20, 40 to half season and the full home game, the 81 plan. How many people do you think are going to get the 81 plan? Not many.
Not many. Not to me. I mean,
I don't think so. Either.
I don't think so.
I don't know anybody. Listen, you know how much I love baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say I'm just, you know, not a broadcaster, but can afford season tickets. I couldn't do 81 games.
I mean, all those plans. 20 is a stretch. I mean, 13, I can say. Even 20 or 40, that's a lot of commitment. Because my fear is if I did that, I would waste a ton of money. Because even if you're getting a deal because you're buying it, you know, in quantity, I'm not going to 40 games.
Glad you said that. This also includes a brand new ticket sellback credit.
It's a credit for the next season.
But still, you're not wasting your money.
Well, I would be. Because it would just, for me, it'd be kicking the can. Because it would go to the next season's purchase, and I'd be purchasing another ticket package. I probably wouldn't use all of it. You know what I mean? If they had smaller packages,
13 or 10 or 15 or whatever, that I could see. That's a lot of commitment. And it's just, I know I wouldn't do it because that's a lot of nights to carve out of a summer.
I agree with you on the 81. I kind of see the 40, but they're going to, when people finally take a breath, they're going to sell the hell out of that 20-game plan.
Yeah, well.
When people finally take a breath. Yeah. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commissions Baltimore at 7:15. But on the other side, is the fan base, is morale at the lowest since 2018? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.